obviously there's a lot more that we're going to be learning about this relationship that he had with his sister, that he had with his mother, who had just died in October.
WXXI reporter Scott Feibusch in Rochester. Webster police say a letter left by Spengler said he was trying to set as much of the neighborhood on fire so he could do what he did best, killing people. Spengler was armed with three firearms, including a Bushmaster rifle, similar to the one used in the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Investigators are trying to determine how Spengler, a former convict, acquired the assault rifle used in the attack. Feibusch says Spengler served 17 years in prison for the 1980 murder of his grandmother.
We're going to be finding out more, I'm sure, in the days to come about where he got these weapons, this arsenal that he had assembled. Chief Pickering said that he was essentially ready to go to war. He had, amongst other weapons, this .223 Bushmaster semi-automatic rifle with a flash suppressor on the muzzle, which allowed him to pretty much hold the police and the firefighters at bay.
Human remains were found inside the Spengler's home, believed to be that of his 67-year-old sister. Wakes for the firefighters begin tomorrow and Saturday, with funerals set for Sunday and Monday. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.